Let's get out of Canberra, and last night she was venting her frustration about her own party's rules. Today, former Speaker Anna Burke is giving advice to new members of Parliament. The MPs elected for the first time last month are taking lessons on the rules and quirks of the system they've just become part of. Their first teacher is the outgoing House of Representatives Speaker, as Louise Yaxley reports from Canberra.
Newly elected members of Parliament are in orientation, and they're a diverse group. From Liberal Brett Whiteley from Braddon in northwestern Tasmania.
Looking forward to it, very much so. It's an absolute honour.
To Michelle Landry, who won the seat of Capricornia in central Queensland for the LNP.
Look, I'm very excited about it. It's something I've worked really hard for.
The outgoing Speaker, Anna Burke, ran the first session for the newbies, including tips about what to wear.
Technically, men must be in their jackets and ties. It's not actually in the standing orders, but it's become legendary. So I really recommend not thinking you can get away with out of jacket and tie. And I did get a whole lot of cross emails from a speaker once when I turned up in a T-shirt. It's a really nice T-shirt, cost me a lot. But apparently it wasn't business attire.
But Ms Burke also had some very serious advice.
Also connect with other colleagues, families and friends. I had a mate who committed suicide who was a member here. And one of the things is he'd lost contact with people. I'm not going into it, but, you know, you can take a toll on your existence. So just remember that. Keep connected.
Anna Burke's dispensing advice today. Yesterday she was venting her frustrations at the Labor Party factional system, which meant she'd missed out on a front bench position and the chief whip's job.
And for me, it's not really about the outcome, it's the process. And yes, I'm bitter and twisted at this point in time, I'll be brutally honest. But, you know, it is about how to look at how to ensure that people feel they've had their voice heard in the process and had been considered in that process, as opposed to feeling you've just been locked out before it even began. So I'm finding it quite vexing and frustrating, but that's the process and I'm going to have to learn to live within it.
So today's words of wisdom included how to avoid the media when you know they want to quiz you about the flaws you've identified in your own party's rules.
I'd really recommend members getting a pass. One of the big reasons is if you want to avoid the media at the front of the building, the only way to do it nowadays is via the car park. So if you don't have a pass, you actually can't get in. I went for a walk this morning, I went up Red Hill, I came back, given the flurry I'd caused in the media in the last day or so, I thought perhaps somebody might want to pounce on me. Best way to avoid them, go in the car park.
Ms Burke's colleague, Matt Thistlethwaite, says she's not entitled to be too bitter about the process.
Well, it was a democratic election. Anyone that wanted to nominate for positions on the front bench of the caucus had the opportunity to do so, and then it was a democratic ballot. I know of no better way of determining those positions within the Labor Party, and I think overwhelmingly most people in the caucus are pretty happy with the process. At the end of the day, it's a democratic ballot, and you can't complain about a democratic outcome.
Labor's newly chosen front bench has thrown up some other questions, including the choice of South Australian Senator Don Farrell, who lost his seat and will leave when the new upper house comes in next July. Labor's Brendan O'Connor told Sky it's not an issue.
Don Farrell is a very capable senator and a former minister.
He's also on the way out.
Well, he is there now, and as you might remember, as you might understand, he was also a very unfortunate victim of the way in which the votes went in South Australia. But he's held in high regard by the caucus. I hold him in high regard. He will do a very good job. I don't think because of his misfortune he should miss out.
There are suggestions Senator Farrell will not end up leaving, but instead fill a casual vacancy created by one of his South Australian colleagues quitting. There's also a general expectation that the former Foreign Minister, Bob Carr, will announce soon that he's leaving. It was only reinforced when he didn't nominate for a front bench job.
Louise Yaxley with that report.